There is a new twist in the saga of the movie and cable giant Warner Brothers Discovery. Its board is unanimously urging shareholders to reject a $108 billion takeover bid from Paramount. Instead, the board is standing by an agreement struck with Netflix to acquire its Hollywood studios and its streaming service, HBO. NPR's David Fulkenflik has been covering the Warner Brothers sale, and he's with us now to tell us more about this latest development. David, good morning.
Good morning, Michelle.
So what does Warner Brothers Discovery's board say in explaining its decision?
Well, so this is an offer from the Ellison family and Paramount that, as you say, would seem to value this at $108 billion. Warner Brothers Discovery's board was unanimous in this, and they're questioning whether that $108 billion is solid. The Ellisons took on, and Paramount took on, a lot of money from Middle Eastern funds to do this, many tens of billions of dollars, and they're questioning what they're calling the Ellison family's backstop. The Ellisons say, hey, look, we're good for it. We're putting $40 billion. You know, it's part of our family trust, so you know you have it. And Warner Brothers is saying, We can't see into that trust, and it's also revocable, which means the terms of it are changeable. So we don't have insight into that trust. You guys are taking a ton of money from Abu Dhabi, from Sovereign Wealth Fund of Qatar, from the Saudi Arabian government, or the Sovereign Wealth Fund. It suggests to us that the financing is a lot creakier. We know Netflix is good for this money.